The first reading and gospel for the Feast of the Presentation in the Novus Ordo are the same as the lesson and gospel in the 1962 Missal for today's Feast of the Purification. So I will here just add the additional second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, which is in the Novus Ordo Mass for today, along with its commentary. Second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Haydock Commentary. Through death he might destroy the power of him who had the empire of death, who, by tempting men to sin, had made them slaves to him and to eternal death, so that they lived always slaves to the devil, under a miserable fear of death, and liable to eternal death. The devil, by exciting men to sin, made them liable to a temporal and eternal death. He was therefore the prince of death, both as to soul and body. Jesus Christ, the life and source of life, has by his death destroyed sin and vanquished the devil. He has at once triumphed over the prince of death and death itself, and the assurance which he has given us of eternal life has delivered us from the terrible apprehensions of dying. To a good Christian, death is the termination of misery and the beginning of eternal happiness. Why, therefore, should we be afraid to die? We ought rather, with St. Paul, to say, I desire to be dissolved and to be with Christ. Surely he did not help angels. That is, according to the common interpretation, we nowhere find that he hath united their nature to his divine person to save them, though a great part of them had also sinned and fallen from heaven. But he taketh the seed of Abraham, that is, he became man of the seed or race of Abraham to redeem or save mankind. To be made like to his brethren in all things, sin always excluded. That is, he was tempted, suffered, and died, that having the true nature of a suffering man, he might become a merciful high priest, fit to compassionate us in our sins, in our temptations, and sufferings.